an honor and a privilege it is to be in the house of God tonight. Amen.
Yes, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. I'll tell you this, we take it for granted.
Come on. Amen.
Thank you for them songs. I couldn't get away from this chapter, this text. Be honest with you, if I was to just give you what I've got, it wouldn't be worth much. But little is much when you give it all to God.
Praise God.
I figure if I put it in His hands tonight, He might do something with it.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 32. Psalms chapter number 32, beginning in verse number 1. Psalms chapter 32. If you're there tonight, would you shout a big amen?
Amen.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. I'd like to preach a message entitled tonight, While He Can Be Found. While He Can Be Found. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, God, I'm nothing. God, without you, I am nothing. God, and I pray you'll take my nothingness tonight, God, and you'll use it, God, for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Father, not that I be seen, not that I be lifted up, not that anyone in this building be praised, but God, that your Son, Jesus Christ, be lifted up above every name in this place. God, may we exalt Him in the way that He deserves to be exalted. God, may we praise Him tonight in the way that He deserves to be praised. God, we pray tonight, God, that You'll help us to get out of Your way. Father, hide me behind the cross. God, anoint me in the precious blood of the Lamb. God, in Your name we do so humbly pray tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. I'll be honest with you, I thank you for singing that song, The More I Seek You. That was more like a confirmation. As I was studying this text, I feel like the last week has been kind of hard on the people of God in a way where we need to understand this. God's pouring His Spirit out, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Get y'all in the back with me. I know it's been a long day. But I believe God is pouring His Spirit out, amen?
Amen.
And I believe He wants to do it here. I believe He did it a little bit this morning. I believe we got a little taste of heaven. The Bible says taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm glad to know that I've tasted of Him tonight, and I could testify, not just because of somebody else said it was good, but I could tell you for a fact, He's been good in my life. As they were singing that song all my life, I begin to think there's never been a time I've never known Him not to be faithful.
All my life, he's been faithful. You say, preacher, how can you say that? I've been in church. I'm reminded of what they told David of Saul. He has been a man of war from his youth. I'm telling you, I've been in the house of God from my youth up. I was born and bred in the house of God. And I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, he's always been faithful. He's always been good. And I believe tonight, today, in this hour, he wants to pour out his spirit on us.
But when I read this, I said, wow. I want to give you number one tonight. While he can be found, I believe we need to be real. David, I think we're losing a generation because we're fake. I'm serious, folks. Preacher said this morning. Nobody could have said it any better. Revival is not about a man. Revival is not about how the preacher preaches or how the singing goes. Revival is about what happens in you. Revival is about what God stirs on the inside of your heart. Brother Robert, not what he does in Miss Angie's heart, not what he does in mine, but what God does in your life. And I'm telling you, if revival stops when the weekends, or revival stops when the preacher leaves, you didn't have revival. What you had was a meeting with singing and preaching. You didn't have a soul-stirring, life-changing revival. And that is what we need in the house of God. We need God to do something different. I said this Thursday night, we need God to do something different. But I believe tonight we need to be real. I believe we've been playing church way too long. That's okay. I understand. I understand. I really do. We've been playing church too long, folks. We've been coming to church just out of habit for years. I said we've been coming to church out of habit for years. We've not been getting up on Sunday mornings and getting out of bed Sunday afternoon and getting off from work Wednesday night, earnestly seeking the face of God, desiring for His presence to show up. No, we get up and we go because that's what we do. I'm serious, David. We need something different. I want something different for my children. I don't want a habit. This is a habit. Some people's lives, the church is a habit. It's what you do. I don't want it to be habit. I want it to be something real. Something when you go, you come expecting God to do something. You say, God can't do something every week. Who says He can't? Who says God can't show up every service? Who says God can't move in His own house every time the doors are open? May we find Him while He can be found. But we need to be real, preacher. No, I'm telling you, sometimes we're just so fake that there are people on the outside don't want nothing to do with us. Watch this now. There's some people, David, and I know you know this, there's some people who come to the house of God, and they've been playing church, and I know you said this in your own life, that you would come to God's house, church, and go out and live a different way. What David is talking about here, let's read this again. As he begins, he said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Can I tell you tonight, forgiveness is not the same as repentance. Amen. Watch this now. Whose sin is covered, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Meaning that there is no disguise. Meaning there is no face mask, if you will. Meaning there is no put on. It's real. We need to be real in the house of God. There's a world out there that won't come here because we're not being real. I'm serious tonight. We need to be real. But secondly tonight, I'm going to move fast. Smile at me. It might be a beating, but it'll be short. I believe we need to be burdened.
Amen.
You know what we've lost, David, is a burden. You know, I've said this, and I'll be honest with you. I brag on our church. We have such a wonderful church, do we not?
Amen.
You can amen your own self. Just go and preach around, pat yourself on the back. We have a great church, great people. People come together. We put on this. I don't call it a play. I told Dave last year, I said, this is the biggest play I've ever seen. This ain't a play. This is a production.
Yeah.
I believe it's better in their way. That's just my opinion. But that don't save people. I'm not saying that it can't be a tool to save people. I'm saying being a part of it doesn't save you. Being a part of it doesn't necessarily revive you. Being a part of it, I leaned over this morning, they were singing, Thank You Jesus for the Blood Applied. I leaned over at David and Preacher, I said, the blood only makes a difference when it's applied. It ain't doing no good over there. You know what I'm saying? It ain't doing no good unless it's been applied in your life. And what David is talking about here, he begins, and you'll find right here in verse number 5, he says, I acknowledged my sin unto thee. But look at verse 4, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. He's talking about a burden. He's talking about God burdening his heart for him to get things right, for David to get things right. And I believe, listen, we can be saved and still need to get things right. We can be saved and still need to get things out of the way where God can do something. I feel like Preacher Tim. There are some things in my life, Brother Tony, I've had to get rid of. I've just had to do away with. Say, since you was a preacher, Lord, yeah. Some things I've had to say, you know what, I don't need to do that no more. I don't want to be mean tonight, but if I have to be real by myself, I will be. David, I can't make you want God to do something in your life. I can't make you want God to do something in this church. But I want God to do something here. I want us to have a greater testimony than just our Easter play, which is a great testimony, but I want us to have a testimony of where it don't matter who you're talking to over there, it doesn't matter what's going on, they're real. They're real people, and they have a burden for the lost. They have a burden to stay right with God. They have a burden to be closer to God. The Bible says, if you'll draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. Amen. But you know what that verse requires for you to make the first step. Do you ever notice that? If you'll draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. But here, this term, while he may be found, it's talking about the day of grace. The day of grace being over when God says, Son, go get my children. The day of grace being the end time when God says, Son, go get my children, the day of grace is over with. It's done, preacher. And while we still have grace, may we draw closer to Him. And while we still have grace, may we be real. And while we still have grace, may we gain a greater burden for the lost to carry more people with us. Are you hearing what I'm telling you tonight, church? We need Him, and we need to be closer to Him, and we need to have a greater burden for the lost than we do. I'll tell you this, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not scared of you. I remember when I first started preaching here. It was a Wednesday night, first message I ever preached. And it was entitled, Something to Believe In. I'll never forget as long as I live. I preached an hour long. I ought not forget it. Somebody told me, said, you must not want to preach there again. Been preaching here ever since. Y'all must have liked me somehow, or either your preacher did and you just got stuck with me. But I remember coming to Liberty on a Sunday. And there was over 200 people that would come to Sunday school. And on a Sunday morning, you couldn't hardly find a seat. And I remember when Wednesday nights used to look like this. Three and a half years. You have less than half of this on Wednesday night. I'm serious. And it's because we've lost a burden to get closer to Him. Other things have become more important than Him. We've decided it's better to sacrifice time for the world than it is to sacrifice time for God. It's easier to sacrifice time for them than it is to sacrifice time for God. May we gain a burden again, David. And I want a burden. I want God to do something. 23 years, April the 7th, I'll have been in the Free Will Baptist Church. And it's sometimes been the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Nothing's changed, Brother Trevor. And as I look around, I see our church is dying off. It's because we've lost the burden. God help us tonight. We've lost the burden for those who are going to bust hell wide open. Are you hearing me tonight? There are going to be those who are going to bust hell wide open. Because we lost the burden. Not because there's not a God. It's because you dropped the ball. It's our job, David, to carry the gospel. It's our job to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. It's our responsibility to have a burden. But we've lost it. Revival is not a series of meetings. It's not. I've been in many a revival service, I will have to tell you. And God can move in a revival. Amen. But praise God, I've seen Him move on a Wednesday night. I've seen Him move on a Sunday night. He's a God on Sunday night too. Amen. He don't take a day off. He's still a God on Wednesday, amen. He's a God on Monday morning when you go to work, amen. He's a God that never takes a day off. May we gain a burden once again while He can be found. I believe He's coming back. Just like He said. I believe one day them eastern clouds are going to break open wide. You know, you hear the story about Lazarus, Brother David. And he calls Lazarus out, Sister Nancy, by name. Says, Lazarus, come forth. It's because if he'd have said, come forth, everybody in that graveyard would have got up. But there's one day, one glorious day, when Jesus will step out and say, come forth. And everything that has lived and died in Jesus Christ will come forth under the promised seed that has been promised to us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that day. But there are some. There are some, and my brother,
My brother's one of them. And he's going to die and bust hell wide open because I lost the burden. Because if I'm being honest with you, I don't pray for him every day. I don't. And I'll be real. I'll be real. I don't. I fail every day. And I want to be closer. I want to have a burden. If I have to bear it by myself, God give it to me. God, if we could have some people in the house of God to say, God, give me the burden. We could have revival. It wouldn't stop. You could take revival to the workplace tomorrow. While he can be found, praise be unto God. Look at this. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Lastly, while he can be found, we need to be honest. Because unconfessed sin is hidden sin. See, I don't have to go and tell Brother Tony the things that I've done that God needs to forgive me of. But I do need to tell him. And Greg, there's some things that I've had to say, God, I need your help. There have been some things that says, God, if you want it gone, you're going to have to take it. I can't just turn away from it. Listen, because if we try to do the turning, we'll fall back. But if God, if we let the Holy Spirit of God do the turning away, if we let the Holy Spirit of God direct our repentance, praise God, it'll be true. It'll be lasting. God, we need something. We need something, Brother Robert. I don't know anybody in here got any lost family. Would you raise your hand? Like David said this morning, what would you do for one lost soul? What would I do for one lost soul? In the day of grace, before the day of grace is over with. Because see, I could just as easy just rest in the fact that I'm going to make it. I'm good. How selfish of us to take the gift that God has given us and bury it and hide it and not share it. Because what a wonderful gift it is. What a beautiful name the name of Jesus is. I'm telling you, while it can be found, let's be honest. If we want things to happen in our own lives, we need to be honest, Brother Tony. We need to be honest not only with God but with ourselves. Amen. Say, God, I know you know, but I'm telling you anyway, and I need your help. While he can be found. I don't want to live a mediocre Christian life. I'm tired of it, Brother Robert. I'm about like the preacher. I'm fed up coming to church and things being the same over and over again. I'm done. I won't do it anymore. I'm telling you, no wonder nobody wants to come to church. We do the same things over and over. Listen, did you know that the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result? No wonder they think we're crazy, because we act like we're insane. We're doing the same things over and over again, expecting God to do something different. When all the while we're waiting on God to move. And I told Brother Trevor, and I talk to him all the time, and I love that boy there. It means a lot to me. You'll never know. I love this man. I love you. I love every one of you in this building. Sis, I love you. I love you, Brother Rob. Brother Kevin, I love you. But I've got to get honest with myself. I can't make him want revival. I know it does, but I want it too. I want a burden, David. I want God to do something for me. Brother, if we don't change something, we're going to lose. Our church is going to die. Listen, you might not want to hear that, but I'm telling you what's the truth. If we don't do something different, nothing's going to change. It's just going to keep going the same way. Listen, we need to get real with God. We need to have a burden. Get that burden back that we lost. This message wasn't for nobody. It was for me. It was for this old boy right here. That God might give me a burden once again and revive my spirit. That I might stir up the gift of God in my life and say, you know what? I don't deserve this. It's time I quit acting like I deserve this. It's time I quit acting like I deserve God's grace. And it's time to quit acting like I deserve God's love. And realize that it was a gift that was given to me. May we once again have that burden. Jeannie, would you and Tanner come back and sing that song, The More I Seek You? The more we will seek Him, the more we'll find of Him. And I like this song that says, and the more I find Him, the more I love Him. I feel that tonight. I feel like I found just a little piece more. And oh, that much more I fell in love with. If the people of God would get excited about God once again, might we have a burden that we lost a long time ago? Oh, that revival would stir up in our lives. Oh, my God, tonight, if we would find Him, what could God do differently in our lives?